listeners on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of our coaches here this morning. Now joined on the call by the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Good morning.
Good morning. Obviously a tough Saturday for you guys, your second double overtime game of the season. This one come up a little short, 42-35 to Delaware. As you've gone back and looked at it, just give me your impressions on the game.
Typical CAA game, man, every week. There'll probably be some more double overtimes before it's all said and done. You know, we played a good football team, and really anybody could have won that game if we'd have got a stop at some point in time. You know, we had a chance. We couldn't get a stop. You know, they ran the ball pretty effectively on us. But, you know, we were clawing and scraping, and, you know, we got them in a couple of third downs in critical situations and couldn't get off the field, and Delaware took advantage of it. I mean, they've got a good football team. Obviously, they're very well coached, and, you know, I think they knew coming in it'd be a tough one. We knew coming in it'd be a tough one, and, you know, that's what it was, you know, the bottom line is they won. They deserved to win the game. They made the plays when they had to, and ultimately we didn't. So, I mean, we're going to have to coach better, you know, and we'll have to play better too, you know, if we want to be competitive moving forward. But, you know, it was an excellent game, and you never want to come – you know, you're never going to come up the short end of that one. But, you know, that's what happens in this game. And like I said, Delaware deserved to win the game. And they played really well. And, you know, our guys fought and played hard and just couldn't get some stops when we needed them.
We got an immediate question in queue. If you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Joseph Koenig with the Statesman.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
This week you got Stony Brook. Last year they beat you guys on the ground. Stacey Bidell had 4 touchdowns. This year they have a little bit more balanced attack. Joe Carbone has developed significantly. How are you preparing this week for the Stony Brook offense, but particularly Carbone specifically?
Well, they are throwing a ball differently and a lot better than last year. You know, last year, and I watched that game against Richmond, and they pounded them pretty good, you know, with the run game. And I would guess they probably feel like they can run the football on us again this year. So I would guess it would start there for them. But, you know, when they got a guy, when you can run the ball as effectively as they can, then you got a guy that can throw it, you know, it's hard to defend those types of teams because, you know, you just can't say, all right, we're going to commit everybody, you know, we're going to commit 9 guys to the box, 8 guys to the box, because they'll just, you know, they'll just throw it all over the field on you. So there's a fine line between defending the run but also having the ability to defend the pass. And that, you know, when you go against balanced teams, you know, that's what happens. And you know, right now we're not real balanced. We're throwing the ball, so I think people can try to defend our throw game. We'd love to be more balanced, but right now we're not. So, you know, any time teams can run it and throw it, you know, it's a tough challenge for you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Russ, even with Delaware, as you said, knowing you guys are going to throw it, what a day. Kyle had 4 touchdowns passed and another one on the ground. I know he got a lot of pressure, but just kind of give me your view on his performance on a tough day with a lot of pressure.
Well, I'll start by saying Delaware defended him in our throw game better than anybody this year. You know, we throw it enough that we're going to get some yards, and when you're playing a guy that can throw it like that and somebody that's throwing the ball quite a bit, a team, you know, you just hope you contain them. And, you know, they really didn't give up. I think we had a, you know, 27-yard touchdown pass on a sail route, but, you know, they didn't give us – every week we've gotten the big one, you know, the 60 to 70-yard over the top. Delaware didn't give that up. And, you know, that's a credit to them, you know, where they didn't give up the deep ball. We tried to take a few shots on them, and they defended them. And, you know, in other games, you know, we hit those shots. So now instead of, you know, 293 throwing, you know, you hit a couple of those. Now you got your 410 and a couple more scores. And so I think Delaware probably defended us the way they wanted to defend us. Now, I will say this, we ran the ball a little bit better this week than we have in the past, and so I feel a little bit better in that, even though the stats don't, you know, show up real well. But, you know, we felt like we were a little bit better, but we got to continue to be better running the football.
That's what I was going to ask you about. I know you've expressed some frustration on that part of the game in the past. What have you seen that you really need to be able to do better?
Well, I think just, you know, hand the ball off. We actually got our quarterback involved in the run game a little bit more this week. We knew we had to. We'll probably move further along with that, you know, where, you know, Kyle can run. You know, he's got great escapability and he can run. You just don't want him hit too many times. But, you know, we got to hand the ball off to our running backs. We got to get seams inside and not depend on, you know, having to scheme up every, you know, 4 and 5 yard game we get. You know, sometimes you just got to hand it off and hopefully get 7 or 8 and feel good about that. And I think we, you know, I think we did better. I mean, Delaware's run defense is fantastic. I think they held Virginia Tech to like 75 yards rushing, and they're not a bad football team. So, you know, we ended up with 80, I think, but, you know, with 50 of it coming in, you know, and either sacks or the punt, we kind of screwed up for a 13-yard loss. So, you know, if you take, you know, those things out, I think we ran the ball probably okay. Not great, but okay.
We're here with Richmond head coach Russ Huseman. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Defensively, Delaware hit on a couple of big plays that I know were tough, but overall, how did you feel like your defense performed?
Well, the 74-yarder was a complete, you know, that should have never happened. And, we had the numbers over there, and one of our guys just didn't even see the ball handed off to the guy. He was looking back inside. By the time he saw the guy with the ball, he was by him. I mean, we actually had people where we wanted people on that play. But sometimes when you got some young guys playing in the secondary, those things happen, and I understand that. But, you know, that was a little bit of a – little bit of not a great play there, but you know, so you take the 74-yarder away, you know, now they've got 210 on, you know, whatever 40 carries and 40 something carries, maybe 50, and now, you know, you got them to 3.6 yards a carry, so it probably wouldn't look, but you can't take those away. They got it. I mean, it was a great play. You know, did a nice job. The kid can run. He just outran the rest of our guys. So, but you can't take those away. But I, you know, they were really physical and they grinded us. You know, and it would be 2, 3, convert a third down, maybe 4, 3 more, convert the third down, and you know that wears on you. But our kids fought. I give our guys a lot of credit, man. Our guys played hard. Delaware played hard, and that's why it went double overtime.
Your guys came up with a couple of interceptions, and Daniel Jones, 4th interception of the season. I know he's also gotten his hands on a couple of kicks, just seems to be able to make a variety of big plays for you. Just talk about the year he's had and kind of the weapon he is for you in the secondary to make plays.
Yeah, somehow he's around the ball. I mean, he's got the 2 blocked kicks, and then he's got 4 interceptions. I guess it's 4 now. Somehow, some way, he's around the football. When he gets it. The one thing is, sometimes you can get guys around the football, and when they got the opportunity, they don't make the play. You know, but at least, you know, Daniel is getting around it, and when he's getting the opportunity to make the plays, he's made them. You know, I've seen guys come scot clean on a field goal attempt and not block the thing. He's done that twice. So, you know, that there's something to be said about that. Now, he's a young guy. This is, you know, his 5th game playing. And, you know, he makes his share of some mistakes, but pretty proud of him. He's a great kid and wants to do well. And you know, when you get a chance to get a hand on a ball or you get a chance to make a pick, he's taking full advantage of it.
You've already touched a little bit on some of the challenges that Stony Brook's offense has, but defensively they certainly have a great reputation for being extremely aggressive and nationally ranked once again. What are some of the keys for you guys offensively, and what do you see when you look at their defense?
Well, I don't know what our keys are, to be honest with you. Yeah, they're really good. I mean, and you don't have to ask me that question if they're good or not. They are. They're good. They got a great scheme. They do a lot of different things defensively. They pose a lot of problems. You know, I've seen some great defenses with unbelievable personnel just line up and play, you know, and be good. But, you know, they got excellent personnel and do multiple things defensively that cause problems in protection in the run game. And then they're good along with it. They're going to be a huge test for our guys offensively. Just to protect Kyle, for one, you know, that's going to be an issue. They got after him last year. I think they picked him maybe two or three times in that game. You know, they caused a fumble on a sack. I mean, they got after him last year really good. And we're going to have to be really, really good on offense to get first downs and to move the ball on them. But, you know, I think everybody knows that they've played good defense for a long time there. You know, I wish we were playing as good a defense as they were. They are. But obviously we're not right now. But they got a good football team. And the reason they're 5-2 and 4-1 in the league is because they got a good team.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for your time today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks. See you.
Thank you.